Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, the explanation was the third foot didn't get down before the ball came out. That's what they said. You know what? I believe a lot of things. I think the play with... I think the Aaron Rodgers play. I mean, just talking about rules here. It's not an officiating issue. It comes from New York, but you know, when you're making a catch, you have to survive the ground.
I did not, but I know sometimes, you know, in the effort to get it right, they'll signal it a touchdown and give it the benefit of the review. But no, I didn't think it was a touchdown.
Yeah, of course you didn't. Mike Tomlin after the game didn't think it was a touchdown. Everyone else thinks it's a touchdown, except for the one guy who matters, which is the review, the expedited review, said that Isaiah's likely touchdown was not. And by the way, to John's point, I thought that the Aaron Rodgers thing was going to be like one of those goal line situations where you can't see the ball, so you're not going to overturn the call on the field because there was no clear view of the ball, but they overturned that as well. Alas, Isaiah Likely's catch in the end zone that was ruled a non-catch, I thought it was a touchdown. Did you?
When did the third? Now, I mean, this league, it never ceases to amaze me. Yeah.
If you catch a ball on the sidelines, you don't need a third. Like,
well, and I understand that certain things are different in the end zone, but the idea of a move or a football move, watch him outstretch his arms even further to make it harder.
Yes.
For the DB to punch, like that's
so a move.
It's foot. Maybe simultaneous with the third foot, maybe not, but he's making moves. He's torquing his body, and he's extending his arms after having already secured possession to make it more difficult for a ball to be popped out. That's eventually popped out. Is a new one. I got to say, nothing surprises me with this league when it comes to officiating because they're making it up as they go along, and there's no accountability, and there's no transparency, and they've got major, major replay issues. But... that was crazy. I'm 53 years old. I'm 52, whatever I am. And I've been watching this since the early 80s. Yeah. That's a new one for me.
By the way, yesterday, last night, years old, Bone, Kansas City was going to challenge an expedited review. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
When did they? Because the Ravens, I guess, could have done that as well, alas.
And in Section 1, Article 3 of the forward pass, Jason, one of the things defining a football move is extending the ball forward, which is exactly what Isaiah Likely did. What really befuddles me is... how can Likely and the Aaron Rodgers play be the same thing? Because with Rodgers and John Harbaugh, he mentioned it after the game too. Don't you have to survive the ground? Where did he gain possession? I almost find the Aaron Rodgers play.
You never see the ball clearly.
The Aaron Rodgers play to me is almost more egregious than the Likely play. Obviously, the importance of the Likely play outweighs it, but it makes no sense to me. He never had possession, and right when he had one hand on him, his knees down, but you got to survive the ground. If someone's catching a ball on the ground, catch, like Zay at the beginning of the game, you got to survive the ground.
There were three key calls in this football game: the Likely touchdown, the Rodgers, and the personal foul on Travis Jones on the field goal.
Yep.
They all went against the Ravens. And they all look like incredibly poor calls. And remember, the Travis Jones one, the Steelers took the 3 points off the board and scored a touchdown the very next play.
Yes.
So that's a four-point swing. Again, I don't want to distract from the fact that this is a bad football team, but those are three pretty important calls, and they all went against the Ravens yesterday.
Well, and I understand, again, that, okay, there could be some delineation and difference between having possession of the ball, breaking the play into the goal line, and what happens after that. But, like, you can break the play into the goal line and lose the ball unless they think you lost it right before you broke the plane and it hit the pylon, in which case it's a turnover. Like, what if Likely caught it right at the goal line?
Yeah, and then reached brings over. It over. Then it's like, done. Play's over.
But are we sure he didn't? Because I don't even know that we were. Like, when's the point where he first get, like, are we, do we really, like, I guess what I'm saying is, do we need to start distilling everything down to a nanosecond to find? Because if, like, that was close enough to me to the goal line, then I'm thinking, well, what if he first gained possession, like, right at the goal line
and then
brought it in? Yeah, yeah. You know, nobody's looking for that, but it's like, I just think we've lost touch with sort of common sense and, like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Almost reality. Tony Romo played quarterback in the NFL. I'm not going to say he's the brightest bulb in the world, but he thought it like
yeah.
He thought it was a touchdown.
Yeah.
How many games has Nance called?
He thought it was a touchdown.
Thought it was a touchdown.
Hey, Shannon Sharp, who played here and was on that Super Bowl team they honored yesterday, he did bring up a point, but he thought it was a touchdown too. And I thought of it in real time. I think I said it to Bone. Like, why didn't Likely bring it into his body? Like, because he probably, if he brings it in, and Shannon Sharp tweeted this, like, right after, why didn't you bring it into your body? Like, if you do that, you probably don't get it stripped. Now, again,
I think he brought it out because yeah. he felt the he guy around him,
yeah.
and he's thinking, I got longer arms than him, and I yeah. only need to, all I need to do
yeah.
is get possession, 1 foot, 2 foot, I'm going to make sure he doesn't strip me while I'm in the 2 foot. Now, he strips him somewhere between
2 and 3.
At the third foot, maybe a nanosecond before the third foot, maybe a nanosecond after, depending on your nanoseconds. But, like,
when do we need a third foot?
I mean... Honestly.
Yeah, because especially for years, my understanding, and yours too, because we're from the same era, once the second foot is in the end zone, the play's over. Like, that's what I've been told for 100 years.
Nothing really mattered yeah, after that.
After the second foot, it's a touchdown.
And then if you want to say second foot and football move, how is extending your arms to get away from somebody not a football
yeah,
move?
Yeah.
I just, with a play that close, and the call on the field was touchdown.
Yeah.
To overturn yes. it, I just, that... And the Aaron Rodgers
call was a pick. And please show me a viewer where you can clearly see the football.
It also looked to me like they kind of had Steratore sit this one out until they saw which way the wind blows.
Yeah.
And then he kind of came in afterwards yeah. and like soft confirmed it.
Yeah.
But I think they're kind of getting sick of their broadcast partners who actually have better officials than they have in the league office because they wouldn't pay those guys enough to stay. They went and got more money from the broadcast networks because the $20 billion a year revenue NFL wouldn't pay to keep them. That's why Blandino's not there anymore. That's why Mean Gene's not there anymore. That's why Pereira left, right? So now they're getting called out by those guys. McCauley in real time. They don't want that anymore. So I'm sure they're leaning on them in the truck. Wait. Let us put it out for it. Like, come on, man.
He did, and Ben reminded me, my ear, Gene Steratore was fighting people on Twitter about that call. He was defending the call on Twitter this morning. So for what that's worth.
I this
gotta defend
league,
the shield.
Man, you don't. So we're back to not knowing what a catch is.
Yeah.
and what a touchdown is and what a football move is.
Hey, honestly, I'll take it a step further.
I know
further.
Where a loss is, and they had no business losing this game regardless of that.
They're good at losing.
At home, especially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought the ball moved on Zay's catch early. I thought the ball moved on DK's catch down the sideline, too. But I guess that doesn't matter anymore either. So, I know less about what a catch is now.
I thought the ball moved on Petrie's interception last night and hit the ground. Yes. Sometimes it matters, sometimes it doesn't.
Ah, man, the more we know, the
just
less
depends.
We know.
Depends on who's sitting in the league office that day. Depends on who's in that officiating room we know nothing about.
Coming up next, it's a Monday after a game. We got 2 6-packs. Coming up next, it's 6-pack of defensive observations. And the defense was offensive most of the game, but we'll give you our 6-pack next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.